Time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Joining me in studio today is the Events and Grants Manager with the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo, Rodas Asterisk. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Elizabeth. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. So the Multicultural Association has lots going on, very busy time. You have the World Human Rights Day Conference next Tuesday, December 12th. You had your AGM back on Monday. Before we get into any of that, just for those who don't know, what is the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo and what do you guys do?
Awesome. So the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo has actually been actively running since 1985 in Fort McMurray. In October, I believe, of 2012, they decided to change the name to Wood Buffalo as opposed to Multicultural Association of Fort McMurray to be able to expand the reach.
Right.
Everything that the Multicultural Association does falls under the three pillars that we follow, which is celebrate, educate, and integrate. And so all of our programming, services, events fall in one or two of the categories. And we have six annual events that we run, but we also partner with community organizations to run more events throughout the year. We also have programs that we run throughout the year, after school tutorial program, which is free, and in elementary schools. We have the financial literacy program, which runs twice a year. Mm-hmm. We have cross-cultural parenting program, which also runs twice a year in partnership with the Hub for that one. We have multicultural cookery, which is one of the very famous ones.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's I think the last one was Jamaican cuisine, and they went through like appetizer, main course, dessert, and you get to eat it at the end.
The best. Can anyone sign up for that?
Anyone can sign up for it. And there's different prices based on if you are a member or you're not a member, or you're buying that along with membership.
Right.
And yeah, you can definitely email us or call us and find out more about that one.
And how many times a year does that run?
That runs 8 to 9 times a year.
Oh wow. So quite often then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so are you looking to add new programs or come up with new programs?
Not programs, but we have two awesome events that we're looking forward to in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be hosting the National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st, and also Canadian Multiculturalism Day on June 27th, leading up to Canada Day.
And why do you feel it's important to add these two events?
I believe it's part of the Canadian identity, and we've always celebrated Canada and the multiculturalism. And when we define multiculturalism at the MCA, we consider the Canadian culture as well. So Indigenous peoples' cultures, cultures that are different from province to province. Mm-hmm. And so it's not always just people that come from outside of Canada.
Mm-hmm. And I moved here just over a year ago now, and I couldn't believe how multicultural Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo really is. It was incredible. I think it's more multicultural than when I lived in Toronto.
I say that all the time, honestly. People always think that Toronto is the most multicultural city. No.
Do you know how many different cultures live within Wood Buffalo?
I'm not sure exactly, but I know this past fiscal year itself, through our programs and events and services, we've reached more than 80.
Oh, wow. So yeah. Quite a few. And so do you hear some of the stories as to why people make their way up here to Fort McMurray?
Yeah, mostly it's either themselves come up here for work from other provinces, or they have a spouse that's already working in it and they come to join the family
right.
from overseas, or that, you know, they first landed in Toronto or Edmonton and then decided to seek opportunities elsewhere and then mm-hmm. move up here. And so all sorts of different things and different stories, touching stories as well.
One of your goals is to help support newcomers to our community. Do you feel like there is enough supports out there for them, or what are some areas that are lacking maybe?
I think, I don't know if you know of the NIN, which is the Newcomer Interagency Network. Out of that, the Welcome Center is born.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a great effort and collaboration in that area where they're really trying hard at making sure their gaps are met, no duplication, and services are available. And of course, because of the ongoing newcomers that keep coming, the need keeps shifting, and so there's a whole lot more we can do to be able to support newcomers. I know for us, we're trying to be intentional in reaching out to people as opposed to waiting for them to reach out to us.
Right.
But as a part of nonprofit, not having a designated outreach person, that kind of has that limitation on us. However, I know there are a lot of gaps. So one of the things that we've noticed is affordable legal system here for newcomers. As we know, law firms are not very cheap for anyone.
Yeah,
here.
Anywhere in Canada, yeah.
Yeah, anywhere. And Fort McMurray is probably a lot more expensive than other places. And so that's one thing that we've noticed. And we've had people come to us because we are the Multicultural Association. And we've been able to support with language services, with our interpretation, translation, by being able to, you know, go to courts or go to meetings with them in that way. Any way we can possibly support, but again, it's not our line of work or expertise.
Are you reaching out to see if you how you can address these issues and increase those supports?
I think there has been discussion. I don't know if it's us per se, but I know this has been discussed among different circles. So I'm really hoping that something will come out of it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll continue this conversation when we return after these commercials. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and this is Fort McMurray Matters.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning into the show today, once again, joining me in studio is Rhodus Asterisk. She is the Events and Grants Manager with the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. Before the break, we were talking about all the programs that the association offers. So on Monday night, you held your AGM, and there were a few things that came out of this meeting. So maybe explain, let's start with one new thing that came out is the Volunteer Award. So explain for our listeners what that will look like.
So as a lot of people might know, we lost our former president to a tragic accident in September 6th. And so she had an impact not only on the MCA, but her workplace and all of the other places she was involved in. And she volunteered like crazy. And so to keep recognizing her efforts and also keep her hard work and her honor going, the board had in agreement with her family come up with a volunteer award by nomination base. That's an annual one after her name, so after Sana's name.
Wow. And so I guess it's still new, we haven't quite figured out the details as to how people can nominate and all of that.
I think from logistics side of things, the staff will work on nominating people to the board, and then the board actually makes the decision.
Right, right.
And that's the details we know so far.
Yeah,
it's just announced.
Yeah, exactly. And that it will be, the winners will be announced at your AGM the following
year. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so also, and because unfortunately you did lose your president back in September, there is a new president that was voted in.
Yeah, Dango Gogo, who works with Don Scott Law Office, is now our new president, and we're looking forward to it. And we also have amazing new board of directors that we're very fortunate enough to have.
And so is there anything else that came out of that meeting?
It was an amazing meeting. Honestly, it was well attended, and so we're very thankful to everyone that came out that evening. It was not a warm evening, very cold.
Yes, it was.
Thank you for coming out anyway.
Okay, so the big thing that you are here to talk about today is the Human Rights Day Conference. It's taking place December 12th, so that's next Tuesday. So explain what this conference is all about. What is happening?
Okay. So we hold an annual human rights conference just as a commemoration of the Human Rights Day that was declared in 1948 by the General Assembly in the UN. And we celebrate it here as a way of recommitting to the human rights, and that we want to celebrate the human rights, also point out areas locally as well as nationally where we've lacked out, or where we haven't been able to kind of follow through with the human rights. And last year we introduced a networking piece of it where we invited social profits to be able to host tables and have attendees kind of see what they have to offer in terms of resources and information. We're doing that again this year. The one thing that's different this year, which I am looking forward to, is that we'll have way less speakers, but with longer time, where it's the speakers will be more engaging and they'll have more time to actually educate all of us on these different topics that we'll be addressing. And we'll be talking about diversity and inclusion. We'll be talking about empowering youth. We actually have a youth speaker to talk about empowering youth. We have human rights through the lens of communication. And also, we will have our keynote speaker from Alberta Human Rights Commission talking about the basis of human rights.
When it comes to the diversity and inclusion, that's something that you kind of got a little glimpse into in April when you released that survey. You it was kind of put off and delayed by the wildfire, and then the results were finally released last year. Were there any big surprises? I know we have spoken about them before, and it did find that people have a general understanding of religious and spiritual tradition, but there's definitely room for improvement.
Definitely. There was a few stats that was kind of not overwhelming, but still scary to find that a percentage of people thought hate crimes were okay because they felt like a certain type of belief system invited that or deserved it. So those things were kind of scary to find out, and that there is a small percentage of people that experienced hate crime and even scarier didn't report it. And so definitely room for improvement in that area. And speaking of segueing into CRI, Collaboration for Religious Inclusion, on the 13th of December, we're actually partnering with the library, and Collaboration of Religious Inclusion will be presenting on
the findings.
Topics.
Oh, okay. And so anyone who attends this Human Rights Day conference, what do you hope they take away from it?
I think one of the things is the basis of human rights. I think it's one of those things that we know exists, but really, do we know them and do we really practice them? And also just engraving the fact that human rights are human rights, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of where you're from or, you know, your background or whatever. And so just people walking away with a bigger and better understanding of what human rights are and how they can ensure their rights are being kept, right? And so what are the resources they have in town to accept, to be able to practice those rights as well?
And so is that why you're bringing these social profits in as well, just to, so they have that information?
Correct.
So what are the details of the event?
So we'll be starting at 9 to 9:30 with a continental breakfast and networking piece. We'll start off with, after that breakfast piece, we'll have Mayor joining us with proclamation for that specific day. After that, we'll have few welcome notes. We'll have a current update on human rights on an international basis. If you've heard a bit about what's happening in Libya with slave trade, we'll be touching on that briefly. And then we will have the first set of speakers, and then after that we'll have a Q&A. So we'll have three speakers and then Q&A for them, lunch, which will be served there. Everything is free, but we ask that you actually sign up on Snap so that we know how many people will be showing up. And then after lunch, we have three speakers, Q&A, and then the event will be done.
Like you said in the beginning of the Libya thing, and I think that this year is even more important just with what is happening in the world to discuss human rights and keep it at the forefront of conversation, whether it's the travel ban in the US or other issues that are going on internationally. So I think just now is a more important time than ever to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, and I think we can so easily think, oh, we're up north, we're in Canada, like it's not going to touch us. But to think how diverse we are here, and there are probably people from Libya here that are being impacted by what's going on there, or not even just cross the border what's happening, right? So we want to be proactive and not just reactive. So one of our reasons why we host these conferences is to be prepared ahead of time and know to be able to prevent things from happening.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be back with more after these commercials.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Once again, joining me in studio today is the Events and Grants Manager with the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. We've been talking about Human Rights Day Conference, which is taking place next Tuesday, December 12th. You do have another few events coming up.
Yeah.
So one of them is Exploring Diversity. So what is that about?
So we're partnering with the library. Yep. Collaboration for Religious Inclusion will be presenting on the findings from the survey and a few things. On December 13th, 6:30 to 7:30 at the library.
So that's the Wednesday, the day after the Human Rights Conference.
Yes, it is. And then we have Multicultural Expo. Save the date. It's February 10th this year. We'll not be hosting it during the Family Day long weekend because we have the Alberta Winter Games. Mm-hmm. So save the date. Again, it's February 10th and you don't want to miss it this year.
So what's the, is there a theme for the expo or what is, what's
we will be announcing that.
Okay, so we have to wait. Okay. Yeah. What was last year's?
Last year's was this year's around resilience and celebrating the fact that we're a resilient and diverse community,
right?
And that this is home.
Yeah. And so what happens at the expo?
A lot of beautiful vendors.
Yeah.
With different cultural vendors. Last year we've again invited some social profits to be able to host their booths. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing the same thing, but we will have a number to it because we want to have more cultural vendors.
Right.
We will have the fashion show that we had last year, but more vibrant. We'll have performances, different foods.
I went and got all the food last year.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good. I got a ton of Jamaican. What else did I get? I can't remember, but it was all delicious.
I was walking around and I'm like, I'm so glad I work here because then they'll be like, here, try this. And here, try this.
So next year, I'm going to go with you or find you because I want to try it all.
Yeah. So you don't want to miss it.
So is there anything else that you would like to add or mention before we do go?
Yes, that we have moved. We've actually moved from Walter and Gladys uptown. We are in the Bobland building by Keanu College, second floor. We always have our banner up. Mm-hmm. Once you're off the elevator or the stairs, you'll be able to see us there. We're in three separate offices, but you'll be able to find us on second floor. Bobland building by Keanu.
Perfect. And if anybody wants more information on the conference or any of your events, where do they go?
They can email me events@multiculturefm.org. Go to our Facebook page, like us on Facebook. We're also picking up our Twitter, so find us on Twitter and our website as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me in studio today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
And that is our show for today. We will be back again tomorrow from noon to 12:30 right here on Mix 103.7. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you've been listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.